The demand for this product is so intense right now that everything that we can make is going to go.
And that's Brian Southern, who co-founded AgroRenew with his wife Katie just last year. On Wednesday, the company is officially breaking ground on its new $83 million facility south of Vincennes in southwestern Indiana. Brian says the customers are already lined up to buy the product as soon as it can be made.
So we'll be testing product first quarter of 2025. So as we're testing equipment and finalizing our process, that test product, demand for this is so high that our customers are saying that we'll buy your test product. And by the end of 2025, that facility will be close to production capacity.
Just how did Brian and Katie come up with the idea of converting watermelon waste into bioplastics?
Working with the local farmers, we started to figure out there's a significant amount of watermelon waste. We started to do some experimentation and figured out that there are chemical properties that exist in watermelon that can be used as one of the ingredients that we can actually make a 100% biodegradable plastic. And so my wife, Katie, who's the co-founder, you know, she's a food scientist, and so she understands all the chemical properties. And then with my experience in chemical engineering, we were able to work together and come up with biodegradable plastics.
In addition to building a new manufacturing facility, the company will also establish a bioplastics innovation center and hire research scientists to develop new innovations.
We're openly collaborating with other plastics industry companies, scientists across the world from university, academia, everybody working jointly together on developing new innovation. By having that innovation center right here, right next door, it's going to create some huge opportunities.
Learn more about AgroRenew at their new website, agrorenew.com. You can also find that link and read more at our website, MichiganAgToday.com.